Yud Dalad Nissan, Erev Chakapesach, Friday the 22nd of April, Rabbi Chaim Gross, The Great Escape, Fundamentals of the Geula.
I can't do the camera, I want to do the camera.
In the good old days, they used to show it in all the pichim. They used to show it.
Good morning, lovely to see you all again, increasingly familiar faces. On these busy days, your Kaveh Itim the Torah, even with so much to do, is inspiring. As the Shibud became deeper in Mitzrayim, Pasuk says that V'yigdal Moshe, V'yetze El Echob, he went out to see his brothers, V'yavisiv Loisam. He went to see their, he saw their suffering, and he saw an ish Mitzri being Maka and ish Ivri. Pasuk says, V'yifen koi b'koi, V'yarki ein ish, V'yakes ha-Mitzri. He smoked the Mitzri and buried him in sand. It's a well-known story. Rashi brings a Medrash, which will be part of our topic today, which gives some background to what was going on over here. Rashi says that this Mitzri, what was special about this Mitzri, hitting this Ish Ivri. The Ish Ivri was a shoter. He was one of those supervisors appointed by the Mitzrim, to make sure that the Jews were working hard enough in the field. The Ish Ivri was a shoter, and the Ish Mitzri was appointed to supervise the Ish Ivri to make sure he was getting the Jews to do all the necessary amount of work. It seems like, Rashi says, quoting the Medrash, the Ish Mitzri took a strong shine to the wife of the Ish Ivri. One morning, the Ish Mitzri went and took the Ish Ivri out of his house at the crack of dawn to go and make sure that he was getting all the work done, or getting the others to get all the work done. The Ish Mitzri went into the house of the Ish Ivri, went and found his wife. The Medrash says, Sfura Haisa Shubala, she thought that this Ish Mitzri was actually her husband, and he had relations with her. When the Ish Ivri came home, and they realized what had happened, and the Mitzri realized that the Ivri had realized what had happened, then he started beating him in the field. The Mefarshim explained, why did he start beating him? It was a busher and cherpa for a Mitzri to be having relations with an Ivris. So he wanted to hide the matter, therefore he was trying to beat him to death. The Torah later on, in the end of Parshas Emor, is Machriz. This lady was none other than, the wife of the Ish Ivri, was none other than Shlemis Bas Divri. Shlemis Bas Divri is singled out in the Torah as being the only Jewish lady who was nitma by a Mitzri. When the Torah refers to the Ish, Shlemis Bas Divri, the son, the product of this relationship on that morning between Shlemis Bas Divri and the Ish Mitzri, was the one who in Parshas Emor was Mekalel Es Hashem. There when the Torah refers to the fact that he was a Ben Ish Mitzri, Rashi says, which Ish Mitzri was he the Ben of? The one that Moshe killed. Yeah, that's the product of this story. So the lady in question was Shlemis Bas Divri. That's the background why Moshe Rabbeinu killed this Mitzri. The Chazal Darshan, V'yifen Koi V'Koi, he looked this way and that. He saw Moshe Rabbeinu prophetically what had happened in the bayis, and now what was happening in the sade, in the field. And that was the impetus for him to kill the Ish Mitzri. The Torah goes on. What happened the next day? Moshe Rabbeinu went out and he saw Shnei Anashim Nitzim, two men fighting. Chazal tell us these two men were Dasan Va'aviram. And Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked them, L'rasha, lama take esra'echa, why are you hitting your brother? So Dasan Va'aviram respond to Moshe Rabbeinu with a chutzpah. They say to him, Harageini ata'imeh, you're going to kill us, kasher haragta es ha-Mitzri, in the same way that you killed the Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu says the pasuk was very afraid, and he said, Ache noida hadavar. I realize now the matter is out. The pasuk pshat is, I realize now that it's become public information that I killed the Mitzri. What's going to happen to me? Sure enough, the next day, V'yishma Paro, or afterwards, V'yishma Paro, Paro found out what happened. Yivakesh Larogis Moshe, he wanted to kill Moshe, And Chazal tell us Moshe had to make a super miraculous escape, literally from the sword of the executioner, to make his way out and flee to Midian. Rashi tells us who are the ones who informed Paro, none other than Dathan v'Aviram. Now, Bekitzer is a well-known episode which happened at the beginning of Parsha Shemois, as the Shimon was getting worse. Now, just a couple of sharp questions on this passage. First of all, Pasuk says, V'yifen ko v'ko, v'yarke einish. Moshe Rabbeinu looked this way and that. Rashi says one can understand this according to this Parsha. He saw there was no one around. V'yakes ha-mitzri, then he killed the mitzri. So how did Dathan v'Aviram know what happened? Seems like it was a very anonymous death, this. How do they know what happened? Sounds like a sharp question. The Ramban actually asked this question, I discovered a couple of days ago. Ramban asked, how did Dathan v'Aviram know what happened? So actually, many years ago, my father suggested to me in pshat, the following, this is how they found out. The Ramban asked this question, but this is a suggestion in pshat, which I think is good, that there was an Ish, Ivri, over here, who was being beaten to death. So let's call him Reuven, yeah? So the next day, after Reuven was saved, he goes and tells Shimon, this unbelievable man, Moshe Rabbeinu, he looked like an Egyptian prince. And he came, and I was about to be killed, and he saved my life. What an absolute hero. I love him to bits. Shimon was very impressed. The next day Shimon said to Levi, you know, Levi, this is unbelievable. Reuven told me that this unbelievable person, Moshe Rabbeinu, saved his life. So now Reuven, Shimon and Levi know what happened. And eventually the word got out, and it got into the dangerous hands of Dathan v'Aviram. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, aha, you're going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri. And afterwards they tell Paro what happened. I think, pshat, that might be a good suggestion. But the Ramban asks this question. How is it Dathan v'Aviram know what happened? It looked like it was an anonymous killing of the Mitzri. Zil Aleph, base. Doesn't tell us in the Torah why Dathan v'Aviram were having a machlokas. When Moshe Rabbeinu found them, it said they were nitzim, they were fighting with each other. What were they having a machlokas about? We'll see soon. Generally, their derech was to have a machlokas with others, not with each other. It sounds like they were partners in crime, not adversaries. Okay, good. That's two just questions in pshat on this episode. But the Maisa le'inyanenu, the Medrash boy, alamakom, is machriz, that these two men, Dathan v'Aviram, were the ones over here who spoke this way to Moshe Rabbeinu. And later on, when Malshim him to Paro, that he almost got killed, he had to make a miraculous escape. Says the Medrash, this is the same Dathan v'Aviram whom Parshat B'Shalach were told not to leave the man over till the morning. All of Klal Yisrael were told that. There was no leftovers when it came to no saving up for a rainy day when it came to the man. You had to eat it on the same day, boi v'yoim. They left it over. Dathan v'Aviram were the ones who were Moisir es haman. Says the Medrash, they were also the ones in Parshat Shlach Lecha, after the Meraglim came back with their message that you can't go into Eretz Yisrael, it's much too dangerous, when it says, Nitna Rosh Nashuva Mitzrayimah, who are the ones who said, how can we go to Eretz Yisrael? Let's go back to Mitzrayim. None other than Dathan v'Aviram. And famously, of course, at the beginning of Parshat Korach, when the Torah is listing who it was who was part of this rebellion, after saying, V'yikach Korach, it says, Dathan v'Aviram were also part of the Merida, Dathan v'Aviram b'nei Eliav, v'Oy ben Peles b'nei Reuven. They were also part of that rebellion, and the ground swallowed them up. So Dathan v'Aviram have got a notorious track record in the Torah, which starts with the episode which we said at the beginning over here. So I'll ask you on Erev Pesach, Akasha. Beginning of Parshas B'Shalach says, again, famously, v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim chamushim. So Rashi says, the Parshat B'Shalach chamushim means mezuyanim. They were armed in their journey. But Rashi then brings a mechilta, which says that only Echad Mechamesh left. Only one out of five managed to leave Mitzrayim, and four-fifths died. Where did they die? Says Rashi, they died in Makas Choshech. So if you make your cheshbonus, you work out that 600,000 Be'erech Jews were at Har Sinai, so the same amount of men, aged 20 to 60, left Mitzrayim. Let's double that amount for the overall amount of men, because that's only between 20 and 60. Some people are younger than 20, and some are older than 60. Let's say we've got 1 million men, Be'erech, and of course also got women, so it's about 2 million Jews made their way out. So if you make a cheshbon about how many died in Makas Choshech, that's a very serious number. Okay. Now Rashi himself in Makas Choshech, let's just b'may mahamuzka, parenthetically, in Parshas Boy, on Makas Choshech, Rashi asks a very interesting question. I don't know if any of you were misbehaving on this. Rashi says, in the middle of explaining how Makas Choshech worked, Rashi says, asks a question. Rashi says, V'lama hevi aleihem choshech? why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Choshech on Klal Yisrael? Sounds like there's something about this Makkah which is strange, unlike the other Makkos. That all of a sudden, Rashi asks the question, what's Pshat in this Makkah's Choshech? But Rashi answers this question. So it's interesting to know what Rashi asking. But Rashi's answer to this question is, there are Shayim Ba'oisador, there are Shayim in that generation, who weren't Zaycheh to make their way out of Mitzrayim. So rather than killing them before Hesi in public, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Misa for them, which would be Kula Tzlius. The Mitzrayim shouldn't be able to see these Jews dying and say, haha, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, gave us a hard time. And he gave the Jews a hard time as well. We're all in the same boat. Rather than the Mitzrayim saying that, better that the Jews, this 4/5, should die in Makkas Choshech where no one will see. That was the reason why, answers Rashi, there was this Makkah called Makkas Choshech. Now there are, again, this is not really our topic for today, there are many kashas on this medrash. In Pshat, Rashi says the reason why they had Choshech is the Mitzvah shouldn't know what happened. According to our Cheshbonet, 8 million Jews, where did they all get buried? Like, how did everything get taken care of? The nine of the Mitzvah realised, oh my gosh, there's like so many fewer Jews than there were 3 days ago. I'll call upon him though. For our purposes, we'll assume, again, going with the Pashim Shah, Rashi Derech Agav only brings the first day in the Mechilta, it was 1 out of 5. There are other days in the Mechilta, it was 1 out of 50 or 1 out of 500. But I'll call upon him, it seems like we can say conservatively, plenty of Jews did not make their way out of Mitzrayim. And here we have Dasan Va'aviram, who on 4, 5, 6 different occasions are behaving in a way which is Negan Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's Negan HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for Klal Yisrael, and yet they make their way out of Mitzrayim. Now, it's not for me to say who should be in the top 10 list if he doesn't make their way out. If you think there's a substantial amount of Jews who do not make their way out of Mitzrayim, Rashi refers to them in Parshas Bo as being the Rishayim, who weren't Zeche to go out. No, how come Dasan Vavira managed to make their way out? Akasha. I'll be Mechadim the Kasha, I'll sharpen the Kasha a little bit. Rashi does not quote this when we spoke at the beginning about the beginning of Parshas Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu was with Yakes HaMitzri. Rashi does not quote this bit of the Medrash. It's a Medrash Pliya, if you look inside, in the Medrash Rabbah. We asked 2 pshat questions. The Ramban asked, how did Dasan Aviram know what Moshe Rabbeinu did? The other question we asked was, what were Dasan Aviram fighting about? Normally they're partners in crime. Over here they're fighting with each other. How did they know? So you look inside in the Medrash. Again, Rashi doesn't quote this bit. The Medrash has done, why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to kill the Mitzri? Why did the Mitzri deserve death? So the Medrash is being done. The Medrash says, well, one reason was because it looks like he's about to kill the Jew. If he's about to kill the Jew, we'll say for our terms, he's got a dinner row death. For sure, Moshe Rabbeinu will kill him. Now listen to these golden words. Says the Medrash, v'lo oid, not just that, el sheba al ishtoi shel dasan. Zot the Medrash. There were 2 reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu had a right to kill the Mitzri. One, because the Mitzri was trying to kill the Ish Ivri. And second of all, because this Mitzri was bar al ishtoi shel dasan. The Medrash, Rashi doesn't quote this, but if you look inside, identifies who's the Ish Ivri, who was the Shoiter, who was dragged out of his house. And in the meantime, the Mitzri went in and did what he did to his wife, who is now being beaten to death in the field, none other than Dasan himself. Unbelievable. So we asked the Pshat question, the Ramban asked this question. How did Dasan Aviram know what had happened? I'll tell you why. Because he was there having his life saved. He was the third man in the picture. There was Ish Ivri, Ish Mitzri, and Dasan himself on the floor being beaten to death. How did he know? He knew because he was saved by Moshe Rabbeinu. We asked Akasha, how were they able to get out? It's an unbelievable thing. That means having had his life heroically saved by Moshe Rabbeinu, the next day, B'yom HaSheni, Dasan Aviram say, Halageni, Ata Amek, Shaharagta HaMitzri, you're going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri, V'lo Oid, Ella, that he went and told, they went and told Paro what happened. Ad Kadeh, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to make a miraculous escape from the Egyptian executioner and flee to Midian. So if you want to be Mechadah the Kasha, how were Dasan Aviram able to get into the get-out list of Mitzrayim rather than die in Makkas Choshech? This Medrash is perhaps Mechadah the question even more. We asked another question in Pshat, what were Dasan Aviram fighting about? So the Mefarshim on the Medrash say that after Dasan realised what had happened, he actually wanted to be Megaresh Shlomis Bastivri, his wife. Because he was the only Yid in Mitzrayim unlucky enough to have this happen to his wife. He wanted to Megaresh her. Her brother-in-law, his brother Aviram, said, no, not so quick. They were having a machlokes about whether Dasan should be Megaresh her or not. Unbelievable. Okay? So anyway, that's our kasha for the next 40 minutes, which we're going to try and work out an answer to. How are Dasa Avira able to get amongst those who are zoiche to get out of Mitzrayim, rather than those who are killed in Makas Choshech? I think if we're misbode on this question, we might be able to uncover a couple of interesting messages as we approach, literally, Leil HaSeder. Good. they did tshuva. It could be. So if they did tshuva, then after they got out of Mitzrayim, it seems like they were...
No,
they did tshuva before Makas Choshech, and they were choizer to their original ways by the time they got out of Mitzrayim. Temporary tshuva. Could be. It could be. So I'll suggest perhaps three other plans. So, as you know, the Gemara says elsewhere, in a situation where lo aleinu, something bad happens to a group of people, zot the Gemara, meis echad mibnei chabura, when one person dies in a big group of people, kidag kol chabura, all of the chabura should be concerned. Gemara also says that tzibor is lo meis. I see from this, yadua, a yesoid, that when you're part of a group of people which has a certain hashgacha on them, certain things are happening to them, they have schusim or otherwise, you can be carried along by that group even regardless of your own individual cheshbonus. That's why meis echa menechabura, tida kol achabura. And a tzibor has a life beyond its members, a tzibor is lo meis. So we said earlier on that Dasan, according to this medrash, was one of the shoitrim, meaning he was one of those Jewish supervisors who had to make sure that the Egyptians did, sorry, had to make sure that the Yidden did their quota of work. So now in Parshas Baal Oischa, where Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't organize these people anymore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go and appoint Shivim Zakenim from the Shoitrav, from the Shoitrim of Klal Yisrael. Rashi explains, who are these Shoitrim? Those are the same Shoitrim who in Mitzrayim, before the Yetziah, were the ones who heroically defied the Egyptian taskmasters who told them to work the Jews so hard. They're the ones, thanks to their heroism in Mitzrayim, when it comes to appointing the 70 most choshev people to take care of the runnings of Klal Yisrael, they're the ones who get appointed to do that job. That's the group of the Shoitrim. Their heroics in Mitzrayim made them zeicher la'achar yitziah, that they should be elevated to this status. No, it works out very well. Dasam aviram, they were shoitrim. So even though looked at individually, they might not have had the right schusim. In fact, pum faket seems like they did many things which were problematic. But they're part of a larger group who had a schus for their heroism. Even after the yitziah to be appointed the first amongst the shivim zaken of Klal Yisrael, they get carried along with that tibor, even though they themselves might not have the right skills, and they get carried along with that tibor, they get out. We don't look at their individual plus and minus charts when it comes to this question. They're part of a hush of a group. Out you go with the group. You're carrying their hashkafa, even if you by yourselves might not be zeicher. That's one potential answer. So I thought of something else. A pasuk in Parshas Akev says, again, this is deep in the summer that we read these psukim, so they might not get all the love and attention that they would otherwise. But in Parshas Akev, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Vav, the Torah over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, you should know, your eyes, you have seen unbelievable things. You've seen unbelievable things in Mitzrayim, or when you got out of Mitzrayim, but not all the generations afterwards would have seen those things. Remember those things you saw. Highlights of the last 40 years. What are the highlights? The Makos in Mitzrayim, they're an unbelievable highlights. Kriyas Yam Suf, unbelievable highlight. Don't forget those things. You had first hand witness to these things. Carries on the Torah, Pasuk Vav, Va'asher Asa, Ledosan Ula Aviram, Bnei Eliav, Bnei Ben Ruven, Asher Patzata, Ha'aretz is Pia, V'tivlaim, Ves Bateim, Ves Oalehem, Ves Kol Yakum, Asher Baraglehem, Bekerev Kol Yisrael. Remember as well, says Moshe Rabbeinu, the third highlight of the last 40 years is that Dasan Aviram died, and the ground swallowed them up. That's the third highlight. And who's not mentioned over here in this?
Korach.
No mention of Korach whatsoever. Again, the Ramban asks this question. Why was Korach not mentioned? The highlights of the last 40 years, the Makkas in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, and Dasan Aviram, they died when the ground swallowed them up. V'chi Korach didn't die, Harei Adal Parsha named after him. That's not mentioned. The Ramban asks, why was Korach left off over here? One of the great highlights of the last 40 years is that Dasam Aram died with the ground swallowing them up. Why is that mentioned?
He never made teshuva, that's why.
Huh?
He never made teshuva, that's why
it's
not mentioned.
So an emerging machlokes over here. Good. Yeah, so perhaps, again, a hatzah, a suggestion, but derech hapshat, is that we said beforehand, when Rashi and Parshas Bo asked the Kasha, Lama havi aleim choyshech, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu bring Makas choyshech? Rashi's answer was that the Yidin who were not zeicha to get out had to have a misa hatznua. They had to have a misa which was disguised from the eyes of the Egyptians, lest the Egyptians make an erroneous conclusion about equating themselves with the Jews. The whole point of Makas Choshech was no one should see this. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, don't forget what your eyes saw when Dasan Vaaviram was swallowed up by the ground. Perhaps it was Lo Di Lehem. Inasmuch as Dasan Vaaviram had this notorious track record of going against Moshe Rabbeinu, going against Klal Yisrael, not paying respect to orders, it wouldn't have been enough, so to speak, for them to die in the same Misa Hatznua of Makas Choshech. Adarabba, they needed a Misa Befar Hesia. Yeah, that Klal Yisrael should see that they got their just deserts for what they did. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, remember what you saw. This was a significant public episode. Adarabba, their rishons meant they weren't zoyiches, so to speak, to die in Makas Choshech. They had to have something much more public of the ground swallowing them up. Remember your eyes saw that. That was an open and public event, perhaps. Okay, but the third answer, which will be our last few minutes over here, is perhaps Megaleh, a deeper yesod about Yitzhak Mitzrayim, about Gula, perhaps about the Pesach which is coming up. So again, we have this question, how are Dasa Vairam able to be one of the fifth, rather one of the four fifths? We have two answers. The first, they were part of this Choshev HaTzibur of Shoitrim, and the schus of being part of that Tzibur meant they were zeichet to get out regardless of their individual pluses or minuses. And the second was that actually they needed to have a Misa which was Le'enei Kol Yisrael, which was public and open to see, rather than that with the tznius, which was the whole tachlis of the Misa Makas Choshech. So I tell you, the Rokeach, Derech Agav, asks his Kasha, and I'll read you what he says, and we'll try briefly to understand it. It's not the Rokeach, on Parshas Bo, Makas Choshech, it says, V'az, Mesu Oysan Shlo Hayu, at that point at Makas Choshech, who died? Those, Shlo Hayu Ma'aminim, V'oimrim Shlo Yetzu Lo'oilam Mitzrayim. Who died? Who are the 80% of Makas Choshech? Zonah Rokeach, those who said, we're never going to make it out. We're not ma'amin, there'll be a ge'ula. Aval, he continues, Rashayim b'inyan acher, those who are Rashayim in a different way, Nisharu, they remained. How do I know, says the Rekech, Shari dosan va'aviram Nisharu, they survived. So the Rekech, who was it who died? Those who weren't ma'amin in the ge'ula. Who got out? Those who were ma'amin. How do I know that? I'll bring you a raya. Because dosan va'aviram survived. Now, I don't know how the Rekech knew that Dasan Vaaviram were ma'amin in the Gula, unless he's got a watertight cheshbon. He's got a yesod that if you're ma'amin in the Gula, you get out. And he sees that Dasan Vaaviram survived. Must be there a ma'amin in the Gula. I don't know. But some other Rekech knew there a ma'amin in the Gula, and he says the Rekech, that's the yardstick for getting out of Mitzrayim. Who survives Makas Choshech? Those who are ma'amin in the Gula. And here we can ask a Kasha Rabbi Yisai, why is that the yardstick? If you ask me who should get out of Mitzrayim, I'll say, you know what, people who do good actions and use their energy to do mitzvahs, they do tzedakah, they do chesed, they're mispala v'kavana. I can think of lots of active things to do. You can be an armchair ma'amin, the shefa al ta'aseh. But that's the mafteah for getting out of Mitzrayim. Why that in particular? Why does the Rekech say that's the yesod? So we'll spend 6 minutes now trying to be mefarish why the Rekech picked on this as being the Mafteah for getting out of Mitzrayim, and as much as Dasa Aviram, albeit their Rishayim Mo'oid B'inyan Acher, didn't have this, albeit their Rishayim Mo'oid B'inyan Acher, they managed to make their way out of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara in the Darim says the following thing. The Gemara in the Darim on Daf Lama Beis asks Akasha, why was it that Avram Avinu got an Oynesh, that his offspring, his Zerah, were Nishabdu, were enslaved in Mitzrayim for 210 years? That's what the Gemara in the Darim asks. Interesting question. Some other Gemara knows that it must be that Avraham Avinu did something wrong, that Klal Yisrael was subject to the Shibud in Mitzrayim. It's interesting the Gemara has that Hanacha. The Gemara brings three answers, yeah? And we have to understand each answer, what exactly was a problem of Avraham Avinu, and also why was Mitzrayim a response to that problem. So Rabbi Elazar says that Avraham Avinu, before he went to fight the war against the kings, he appointed, he made an angaria from his Talmidei Chachamim. which means he took his best Talmidim and he made them into his soldiers. Says the Gemara, that was a mistake, Rabbi Elazar, and therefore his offspring had 210 years of Shibud in Mitzrayim. And we'll ask the question, what exactly is so wrong with this? Maybe Avraham Avinu wanted the schus of the Torah to protect and shield him and his cause. What's so bad with that? And if there is something bad with that, why is the Shibud in Mitzrayim the Middah Kenegan Middah to address that? Aleph. Says the Gemara on. Shmuel says that wasn't a problem. The problem was that the Bris Ben Abasarim, when Avraham Avinu was promised Eretz Yisrael and Zerah and Bonim, he asked for a sign. He said, but my either, how will I know that I'll get Eretz Yisrael? And for that, his offspring is 210 years of Mitzrayim. And again, we'll ask a question. The Ramban says very clearly that Avraham Avinu didn't doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to be Mekayim his Haftacha. It's just he thought, Shema Yigram Achet, maybe Klal Yisrael will do things wrong, and they themselves won't be Zeicher to get this promise, Mitzideinu, not Mitzidoi. So what's the problem over here? And if there is a problem, what's the Middah Kenegan Middah? 210 years of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yochanan gives a third answer in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, that wasn't the reason why Avraham Avinu got alone. Now, shall I tell you the reason why? Because after winning the war with the kings, the Melech Stoim came to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had captives from Stoim. And the Melech Stoim said, you can keep the captives. Avraham Avinu said, no, you have them back. You can take your captives back. As a result of that, says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu's offspring were Nishlabed in Mitzrayim for 210 years. And again, we'll ask a question. What's so wrong over here? This is nice, gentlemanly behaviour. I don't need to keep the captives. You can have them back. I'll be a gentleman, not just in war, even after war. No. For that, your offspring are 210 years in Mitzrayim. What's the problem? What's the Middah Kenegan Middah? Zot the Maharal in Chiddush HaGadol, it's a beautiful hesber of these three different opinions in the Gemara. Says the Maharal, when you have a small seed, which looks very good, but it has a tiny problem in the seed, and you're going to plant it, right now it looks per se the gumball, the problem is hardly visible. If you leave that problem there unfixed, then years later, when the tree grows and there's branches and blossoms and fruits and leaves and twigs, you're going to see that problem far more manifest. If there's a problem at the beginning, oi vavoi, down the line. Says the Maharal, Avraham Avinu was like the seed that we, Klal Yisrael, are the leaves and twigs generations down the line. If there's a small problem with Avraham Avinu, lefi his madrega, then that's going to be bad, bad news later on. All three answers in the Gemara, the Tzad HaShava Shebeneim, the Tzad HaShava, the common denominator between them, is in all three areas, the Gemara, these three Amoraim, find some small lacking in the Amunah of Avraham Avinu. In the Amunah of Avraham Avinu. The first answer says, Avraham Avinu on his madrega should need to come onto the schus of his Talmidei Chachamim to fight in the war. That Kodesh Baruch Hu can't be matzil avav, can't save the ones he loves without that extra bit of hishtadus and schus. On his madrega, that was a tiny lacking in emunah. Oivei. Second answer holds, nay, there was no lacking in Avraham Avinu thinking that Kodesh Baruch Hu could be matzil his avav without his sefer schus. But says Shmuel, Avraham Avinu perhaps had a slight doubt when it comes to delivering such a big promise of Eretz Yisrael that he asked for a sign. Asking for a sign, even with everything the Ramban said, that he asked for all the right reasons, that's what Avraham Avinu's madrega you can't do. And the third answer in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mitzidoi, Avraham Avinu had no lacking whatsoever in his own emunah, but had he kept these captives from Stoin, he would have been machnis them, tachas kamfei hashchina, and as a result of that, he would have increased Emunas Hashem in the world as a whole. And for the fact that he didn't do that, that's a problem. That's the three issues that the Amoraim found with Avraham Avinu. Nu, and why is the Shibud in Mitzrayim a Middah Kenegan Middah to deal with that? So I'd say three different Chalakim. First of all, in Mitzrayim itself, we know it wasn't just they thought they were there hopelessly. There was a Masorah B'Yadah, the Midrashim say this clearly, that they were eventually going to get out. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that the Atzei Shittim, which Yaakov Avinu brought down, weren't just planted there that one day there'll be good furniture in the Mishkan. The fathers used to tell their children, you see these Atzei Shittim, life will not remain like this forever. One day we'll get out and there'll be a Mishkan. Which meant that when they went to Mitzrayim, it was a training ground to build Emunah in Klal Yisrael. And of course, the Makos and the Yitzia, the Yetziah from Mitzrayim itself saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu can adarabah, he can be mamash matzilis o'avav. He can save those ones he care about with unbelievable nisim and niflas. He can deliver even big promises. And the nations of the world, this is the third answer to Amorim, were most impressed, v'yishma Yisroi, by what had happened. That was an unbelievable tikkun of the small, tiny problems in the fila madrega of Avraham Avinu, where there's a slight lacking in Emunah. Ad kadei kach, that the pinnacle of Yetzias Mitzrayim comes, as the Vilna Gaon says, with curious Yamsuf. And at what point are they ready to sing Shira? When they get to the point of v'yaminu b'Hashem uv'moisha avdoi. That was the whole reason they had to go down to Mitzrayim in the first place. To masaken this tiny problem of the Avraham Avinu, the experience, the training ground, build that up, and the nisim and the flies of the Yetziah, Ad, Kriyas Yamsuf, was the makor patish in the tikkun of what Avraham Avinu, in his tiny, subtle way, had a small lacking. Nu, efshe, that's a good pshat in the Rokeach. The Rokeach said, what was the yardstick about who survived Makas Choshech? And who got out? He said, you can be Rishayim B'inin Acher. You can have all types of problems as an individual. But if you're Ma'amin in the Geula, then you'll make your way out. Shaharei Dosav Aviram were Rishayim Ma'oid B'inin Acher. But they believed in the Geula. That meant they were Ma'amin in the Geula. That meant they got out. According to this Gemara Nadarim, I'll pee the Ma'aral, that this was a problem. Why they had to go to Mitzrayim in the first place. And that's a Toedus that they're getting out. It's Muvan Hetiv, that if Dosav Aviram, Mishumma, had this middle, they had this quality, that already is a maftech hagadol to get out of Mitzrayim. But boys, it's been a pleasure and honour to see you. You should have a chakash and a good yom tov.